Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the singular freedom of living and walking in Christ. Chapter 4. Stand fast, therefore, in the unique freedom that is in Christ Jesus. Galatians 5:1-13. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. To be free or to have liberty is a condition and position of immeasurable value and indispensable for the Christian life or for living and walking in Christ, but which is often not valued even by the lack of knowledge of its greatness and relevance. And there are several aspects of life that human beings only understand and value when they see their contrast or opposite point, which, in the case of freedom, has its contrast expressed in what is obvious, that is, in the lack of liberty. Lack of freedom, in turn, has various forms of being expressed, such as bondage, imprisonment, ties that hold people back from living and walking in liberty, and many sorts of other limitations that keep people from moving towards what is indeed appropriate to them. Life in freedom blooms, flourishes, and grows in a condition of liberty, but it withers, fades, or may succumb entirely in a scenario of bondage. This is why it is so crucial to keep the understanding that life to be lived in freedom can only be lived under the condition that one is actually having access to the appropriate liberty. Liberty for the new life in Christ should be loved and preserved as the very newness of life received from the Lord, for one aspect is a partner with the other. To give up freedom is to give up the conditions for one's own life in conformity with the new creature to continue to be sustained, for the opposite of liberty in Christ aims precisely to retain or refrain a person from having access to live and abide in Christ. Therefore, the call referring to stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free is a call that addresses two central aspects. 1. To remain, to become established, and to grow in the freedom achieved in Christ Jesus. 2. Not going back to what an individual has been released from, that is, do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Liberty in Christ is a place of God's grace, of the saving grace, and the grace through which a person can live and walk in Christ. But whoever falls from freedom in the Lord also falls from grace and departs from Christ, separates oneself from him who is the only one in whom the heavenly grace and liberty can be enjoyed as the Lord longs for people to experience it. In the text set out at the beginning of this chapter, it is once again evidenced that Christ, the grace of God, and liberty are inseparable, for no human being dissociated from life in the Lord can find true freedom. The phrase "and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage" is also used in other translations as "do not let yourselves become entangled to be under the yoke of slavery again," but the way in which this entanglement seeks to involve people is trying to get them to abandon the condition of remaining in the freedom with which Christ set us free. Therefore, in order to never depart from Christ, for in him also is the liberty for life according to the new creature. A Christian is called to know both the very freedom offered to him or her in Christ and the principal aspects that seek to ensnare people to lead them away from the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Considering that liberty is a place in Christ or of being and abiding in Christ, if a person leaves this spiritual place, one is already inclining to the way of bondage. A reason why it is so crucial for a person to come to know and understand the fundamental characteristics of the newness of life in the Lord to which he or she is called. The act that authorizes a person who has become a Christian to be made free is Christ's propitiation provided on the cross of Calvary once and for all. However, the knowledge and experience of this truth in the various facets of this liberty are manifested through the personal experience of an individual according to the measure in which one abides in Christ. In order for a person to receive the freedom to become a new creature in the Lord, a high price has been paid by Christ, the highest price ever paid in the world in all centuries of earth's existence and whose value exceeds the sum of everything that may exist in the natural world. That is why there is nothing in the present world that is worthy of being exchanged for the abiding in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. 1 Corinthians 7:23. You were bought at a price, do not become slaves of men. And returning to the aspect of the exhortation to remain firm in the freedom granted by Christ, we would still like to look at some attitudes through which some Christians in Galatia were giving up the liberty by which Christ has made us free or putting themselves at risk of falling from the grace of the Lord and becoming dissociated from Christ. Some Christians in Galatia were at risk of giving up the liberty by which Christ has made us free by the fact that they were giving way to a proposition and practice of living according to the flesh and no longer in consonance with life in the Spirit of the Lord. That is, they were giving way to walking in the flesh instead of walking in the Holy Spirit or Christ. Although they had received Christ Jesus and the salvation of God through faith in the Lord or by hearing and following the instruction of the Spirit of the Lord, some Christians in Galatia were later trying to sustain their Christian life according to their own strength or efforts of the flesh, which is equivalent to the attempts of justifying themselves before God by the works of the flesh or by what is also called the works of the law, as described below. Galatians 3:1-5. O foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? The narrative in the book of Galatians does not describe that the Christians in reference were looking for a way of life that sought to forsake the Christian life, but that they wanted to experience it by natural or fleshly efforts and not by faith in the Lord or the direction and strength of the Spirit of the Lord toward them, showing us so the Lord, again, that indeed there is no way for a person to live and walk in true liberty dissociated from life in Christ. Thus, wanting to be free from the bondage of soul that afflicts people in the world so much without, however, wanting to remain in Christ, even if a person seeks to have a high commitment of trying to do good works, also expresses the attempt to establish propositions that aim to corrupt the appropriate relationship of Christians with the grace of the Lord and the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Which is, therefore, also an attempt to introduce a false gospel or called a different gospel. Wanting to find true liberty dissociated from being in Christ, even under the pretext of wanting to please God by trying to fulfill the Lord's supposed commandments, also expresses the search for a proposition that is not according to the gospel of God and whose origin comes from enslaved hearts who want to disturb those who are truly in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, as is described as well in the texts below. Galatians 1, 6-7. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ, to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. 2 Peter 2, 18-19. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Galatians 2, 4-6. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seemed to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me, God shows personal favoritism to no man, for those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. Only in Christ Jesus there is the provision for a person to come to the condition of true liberty, but also only in Christ Jesus there is the provision for the sustenance of a Christian in the freedom granted to him or her in the Lord. To be, to abide, to live, and to walk in Christ, or to live and walk in the Spirit of the Lord, are all conditions that go hand in hand with true liberty, or represent synonymous and inseparable aspects of the true freedom that God offers every human being, which is why the firm abiding in the liberty by which Christ has made us free is so essential and indispensable for every Christian. Psalms 18, 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Romans 6, 22. But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. And to conclude, likewise in the other chapters, we would like to point out that in the present material, there would be even many more aspects to be addressed about the singular freedom to live and walk in Christ, as well as to remain firm in it. However, since standing fast in liberty is also expressed by abiding in Christ, it seems to us that the theme of the choice for remaining in the Lord has already been widely addressed in several previous subjects, as, for instance, in the materials on the gospel of God's righteousness, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. As well as in the themes watchful in prayer, conscious of the context of life and destination of the new creation, and rooted and established in Christ. Psalms 108, 5-6. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. That your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me. Psalm 68, 20. Our God is the God of salvation, or our deliverer, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. 2 Timothy 4, 18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.